Hello and welcome to the Valley Church Pause podcast. These episodes are designed for you to use as part of your weekly spiritual rhythm. The goal is that you would use these episodes to pause, to slow down, and to be with Jesus. With that in mind, if you happen to be listening to this episode on the go, in your car, on a run, or while you're doing something else, I'd like to humbly invite you to put down whatever it is that you're doing, or to wait and listen at a time when you aren't doing anything else. The goal for these episodes is not that you would just listen to what we say, but rather that you would participate in the spiritual practice of slowing down, breathing, and simply being in the presence of God. If you've been following along with the last few weeks of these episodes, you know that we usually start with breathing prayer, a short scripture meditation, a time of listening, and end with a song of worship. This week, we're going to do something a little different. We'll start with breathing prayer, and then we're going to go through an entry from a book called Emotionally Healthy Spirituality Day by Day. This book is a daily guide through a spiritual practice called the Daily Office, which is simply setting aside fixed times during the day to be with God. Each entry in the book, or office, directs the reader to be still and silent for 2 minutes. Then there is a scripture reading, a short devotional thought, either from the author or someone else, and it ends with a short prayer and another 2 minutes of silence. Today, after our breathing prayer, we're going to follow along with one of these offices from the book, and then we'll end today's podcast with a time of listening. So let's get to it. I'd like to invite you to find a quiet place by yourself. Sit upright and begin to pay attention to your breathing. Breathe deep from your diaphragm. Allow your abdomen to rise and fall easily. Don't force it, don't breathe too quickly. As your thoughts begin to wander, just calmly bring them back to your breathing. As you inhale, ask God to fill you with His Spirit. As you exhale, release your worry, anxiety, stress, and anything not from God. We're now going to begin working through the daily office, which starts with 2 minutes of silence and stillness before God. So go ahead and continue your breathing prayer if you'd like, and we will be quiet and still for 2 minutes. Thank you. The scripture reading from today's daily office comes from Job chapter 2, verses 7 through 10. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and afflicted Job with painful sores from the soles of his feet to the crown of his head. Then Job took a piece of broken pottery and scraped himself with it as he sat among the ashes. His wife said to him, "Are you still maintaining your integrity? Curse God and die." He replied, "You are talking like a foolish woman. Shall we accept good from God and not trouble?" In all this, Job did not sin in what he said. Jonathan Edwards, in a famous sermon on the book of Job, noted that the story of Job is the story of us all. Job lost everything in one day, his family, his wealth, and his health. Most of us experience our losses more slowly, over the span of a lifetime, until we find ourselves on the door of death, leaving everything behind. What follows is a quote from Jerry Sitzer. "Catastrophic loss, by definition, precludes recovery. It will transform us or destroy us, but it will never leave us the same. There is no going back to the past. It is not therefore true that we become less through loss, unless we allow the loss to make us less, grinding our soul down until there is nothing left. Loss can also make us more. I did not get over the loss of my loved ones. Rather, I absorbed the loss into my life until it became part of who I am. Sorrow took up permanent residence in my soul and enlarged it. One learns the pain of others by suffering one's own pain, by turning inside oneself, by finding one's own soul. However painful, sorrow is good for the soul. The soul is elastic like a balloon. It can grow larger through suffering." The question to consider today is this: how can you see God enlarging your soul through your losses? How can you see God enlarging your soul through your losses? Take a moment to think about that. The concluding prayer in this office reads like this. Pray this with me. Father, when I think about my losses, it can feel like I have no skin to protect me. I feel raw, scraped to the bone. Looking at Job and Jesus helps, but I must admit that I struggle to see something new being birthed out of the old. Enlarge my soul through the trials and losses of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. The daily office ends with an additional 2 minutes of silence. I would encourage you to either do more breathing prayer for these 2 minutes or a time of silent listening. Just say, "God, I'm here. I'm quiet. And I'm ready to hear anything you have to say." So whether you're breathing or listening or a combination of both, we're going to conclude today's episode with 2 minutes of silence. Thank you for listening to this week's Pause. We hope it has been a blessing and a gift to you. Our prayer is that the presence of God would sustain you and comfort you through whatever comes next for you. If you enjoyed today's episode and would like to do something like this every day or a few times a week, I highly recommend that you pick up a copy of Emotionally Healthy Spirituality Day by Day. It's the book we read from during this episode. We love it, and we think it could be a great resource to help you stay connected to Jesus throughout your whole week. Thanks again for listening, and God bless you.